you out. If a speaker is found to go beyond that, I do have the control to mute your mic. Thank you.
Hey, my name is Ann Dong-hun, and I'm senior at Hiram Johnson High School. Those who love to teach help others love to learn. Our teachers not only get students to engage with lessons to each so each individual can find education both productive and fun at the same time, but are also willing to spend extra hours to support us on our work. They teach not because they have to, but because they love it. Seniority isn't always correlated with how much these teachers can offer. They are passionate with what they do than anybody I know. Our students have raised our CSAT test score, got accepted to colleges like Berkeley, UCLA, Davis, and on track to graduate. We couldn't do any of this without them. If each year teacher come and go like this, would any of the students can be comfortable to get help as they use right now? As for the teacher, would any of them continue to hold the passion to teach if they know they're going to be transferred to another teaching place? Even though I'm going to graduate this year, but I want the remaining student to be able to get the same opportunity and support as I did so they can excel in the path they choose. I urge the board members to take into consideration to keep our teaching staff as a whole for next school year. Thank you.
My name is Lorena Savales, and I'm a junior at Hiram Johnson. And my peers, the faculty at our school, and I are here to speak on the behalf of the teachers at our school that are in danger of having their jobs taken away. In my experience at school, these teachers have spent every day working hard to show that they have the competence to teach. They want to be there for us. They're there for us every day. These teachers have been an exponential influence on the students of Hiram Johnson. These men and women, they're so dedicated to us. They come to school every day just to be there for us. But they won't be there for us next year because some people are trying to take them away from us. They love us. And they want to stay, but they can't. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Lamont Carter, and I'm a student at Hiram Johnson High School. During the past 3 years I've been going to Hiram Johnson, I feel like I've greatly matured and grown up since my freshman year. And now that I'm here as a junior standing before you all, I feel like all the teachers that I've grown to know and get the time to actually have and spend time with and actually like feel how they want us to succeed and want us to actually go somewhere and be somewhere in life, I feel like they have all the right to stay at the school they feel to teach and actually do something they love to do. And for this meeting to go on about our teachers being bounced from another school, it tears me apart because I love these teachers and they've always been there for me. Thank you.
Our next four comments are from Nicole Toussaint, Linda Corona, Chris Latino, and Vlastimil Krebicek.
Hello, my name is Nicole Toussaint, and I teach chemistry, biology, pre-international baccalaureate, chemistry, and biology at Luther Burbank High School. And I just came here to say, honestly, your choice to skip and lay off teachers at LBHS and go against the judge and go against what the union decided is wrong. Honestly, because you're telling me that my students at LBHS do not matter, that the teachers at LBHS, we do not matter, that we are not highly qualified and we are not highly trained, and obviously we are highly qualified, we are highly trained, and you're telling me that we are not. So what you are doing is causing division and dissension among the teachers here in Sac City. So I want to thank you for doing that if that was your plan, because that's what has happened.
Ms. Toussaint, for the record, could you define LBHS? Yes, please, just
Luther Burbank High School.
Thank you.
Good evening, board members and Superintendent Raymond. My name is Christopher Latino, and I am speaking on behalf of the Physical Education Department at Hiram Johnson High School. Our first year, we spent countless hours over the summer collaborating and designing a quality physical education program. We were the first PE department to utilize whiteboards in our outdoor classrooms that included daily agendas, standards, and objectives. We were the first to implement the EPIC curriculum and or created our own curriculum using the EPIC model. We created physical education tests, portfolios, and unit study guides to help students practice standardized test taking and the organizational skills needed to succeed. Our mission in year two has been to reflect on all of our implementations in year one and modify them to foster student success. We wanted to be certain the kids had enough time during daily stills practice to have fun. We implemented Cornell Notes, style study guides, and we introduced two new elective classes for upperclassmen, yoga and combatives. These modifications have helped us to continue to meet California state standards for physical education. Thank you.
Good evening, school board members, President Rodriguez and Superintendent Raymond. My name is Vladimir Krbicek, and I'm speaking on behalf of Science Department at Hiram Johnson High School. We've done amazing changes in our school in the last 2 years, and specifically this year we implemented fully or benchmark new teaching strategies on basically monthly basis. We have a great team of teachers that they come together to every single meeting. They work with student work, they analyze the data, and they change their approaches to teaching. It's an amazing approach and a change that I've seen. I've been in school for 9 years. And also, I like to be in the school for a long time and see changes happen more because I live close to Hiram Johnson High School. I would like to see the school be one of the best in our district. And because of you, because of your support, I think we can do it. And I hope, again, as I asked you last year, you can support us. Please do that. Because every single teacher and administrator in our school and the students trying hard. Thank you.
If our next four speakers can please line up behind the podium, Scott Bruggeman, Brendan Murphy, Alma Sandoval, and Selena Miranda.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, Superintendent. I'm here representing my children, their students at Hiram Johnson High School. And what I'd like you guys to take a good look at is the change that's come over Hiram Johnson. When my girls started at that school, it wasn't a school to be at. It's a great place to be at now. And if you take their teachers away, they're a team, the students, the teachers, and the administration. They all work together all the time. It's so cool. When you walk into the school, it's not like it was before. There's not kids arguing and fighting, cops coming. There's unity, there's consistency, there's continuity, and there's love there. Please don't take that away from our kids. Thank you.
Sorry, we need your name. Miss For the record, that would be Miss Linda Corona.
Superintendent Raymond, members of the board. My name is Scott Bruggeman. I am a social science teacher at Hiram Johnson High School. And as we move into the future and we examine the concept of priority school, I think we need to remain cognizant of the advancements and gains that have been made at Hiram Johnson High School in terms of staff collaboration and academic achievement. We must stay the course that we're on. We must keep the staff that we have. Thank you very much.